So welcome back to another edition of Candid Bridal. My name is Petra and I'm the owner of Bellarose Bridal and Formal. We're so excited to be back with you guys today. We've been super busy and things have been happening in the bridal world that we're so, yes, we've missed everybody. We're so glad to be back. And it's so funny how many times you go through thinking about what you're going to say and how you're going to say it. And we just really want to be really genuine with our audience. And we don't want to feel like we're, and I always feel like, gosh, I need a glass of water next to me right now because I talk so much even during the day, right? So my voice normally doesn't sound this raspy, but we're really excited and just to share with you these things that we've been thinking about because we really, really want to get to a point where we're really helping you guys and serving the ins and outs of bridal and to be able to serve and what do we experience on a daily basis. But in the bridal world currently, there is a pivot and there are principles that we work by, right? Mm-hmm, and there are things that are happening that we want to serve with a purpose.
Those because pillars. Of
those
what
pillars,
you
yes, mm-hmm. the three P's.
And we so, love the pillars.
The pillars, we really do. And so I think Savannah's going to kick off or Cashin or Bella, anybody that wants to just jump right in and let's touch base and talk on these topics right now.
Honestly, I'd love to jump right in because I did my homework. This sounds funny, but you'll understand. So one thing that we talked about a lot this week was principles of why we do what we do. We've touched on that in a previous episode. Mm. Not just why we do what we do, but what is behind it and why. And so me being the little bookworm I am, I looked up the definition of the word principle. It's a fundamental truth or proposition that serves as the foundation for a system of belief. And so at Bellarose, I think, and of course, let me know how y'all feel about this, but I think the biggest one for us is acceptance. First thing, every bride, every size, every style.
For
size
sure.
Size 0 to 32.
100%.
If you want a purple dress, we'll do it. If you want a black dress, we'll do it. If you want to look naked, we'll do it.
Exactly. And this goes back to when we talk about principles, I think it goes back to our mission statement. We want every person that walks through that front door to be treated like they're $1 million. How many times have you walked somewhere into somewhere and you don't feel like you're being treated like $1 million?
They don't even look at you.
They don't
just
greet
kinda,
you. They don't, you know, and that's about why we want to serve. We want to be kind. There's enough going on in this world right now that we need to be kind. But when we are kind, I think, and it's genuine, people know that.
And Petra, I will say to your point is that how would we feel if we walked into a place and someone told us that your style or what you were looking for,
like we don't do that. We don't do that.
No.
But
and
that's why I hear you.
And that's the thing about Bellarose. And I think that it's hard. It's really hard because it's such a broad topic. But we want people to feel like they're being heard. We're really truly listening to what you're saying to us. And I know there's a lot going on and there's a lot planning, right? There's a lot of planning and there's a lot of things that are going on that happen in everyone's lives. Not only with our brides, but internally in everyday lives and everyday walks of life.
Oh, we all come
so,
in with our own stuff.
Right. Like, and we really want to keep that baggage out. But because we want to be able to serve
bring it
our
all
bride
together.
And bring it together and serving to get and we treat each customer as the only person, right?
For sure.
And that's our goal here.
Being in the moment with
our
bride.
So when we get back to that principle, yes, it goes back and it falls to our mission and why we are here. Because one without the other, we are not here, right? And so that's, I think, where we can go into Cashin and we can talk about that experience and why is that important.
So I think that one thing that I think about when I think about Bellarose and just being a stylist or a consultant here is the passion that we all have for what we do.
Yes.
We love our brides. And when I say we love our brides, we love our brides.
We love what we do.
We do. Yes. We do. And we will go the extra mile for you and wanting to do that for you. Any education that you need about as far as fabrics, silhouettes, anything like that, even the verbiage, it doesn't matter if you
pull each other in
for sure. It doesn't matter about how you explain a dress. We're going to listen and we're going to definitely pull what you have in mind while still being that consultant to you. If you have questions, if you want to know what might look best. If you want our opinion, we're going to give it.
Oh, yeah.
You are always right, though. In this instance, you need to walk out of here so in love with your dress. There is not a second thought. And that is what we are here to do.
I've even had brides ask me, can I get your unsolicited opinion?
Yeah.
And I say, heck yeah. Yes, if you want it and if you allow it. Mm-hmm.
Right. And how many times have they said to you, okay, pull that wild card for me. What?
And then they love it.
That is my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Right? Or, you know, when we come in and we're prepared, right? And we go, okay, I'm going to put this dress in there because I already know based on everything I talked to her about,
sure.
I know she's going to love this
dress.
You
just have that feeling.
And it's that first dress we put her in, right? But we want her to try on multiple dresses because it's not like they do this every single day, right?
And I would say another thing, too, that I think about as a consultant, and I think we all do, is giving you the experience that's going to last a lifetime. When you look back, your dress shopping experience should be one of the most important things you ever do. You've picked a specific group or person to come with you to help you make that memory. You will remember it forever because this is, you know, the most special garment you'll ever wear. Mm-hmm. So everything about that, when we think from our side of things and then from your side of the appointment, we're thinking of that as a whole, just as you are hoping to walk through the door and have that experience. That is what we are here to give you
and anytime. And I will say, just to touch on that, just as much as it's an experience for our brides, it is for us too.
Because
we get to see our brides again come in with their friends or even
trying on their own dress. How fabulous.
A bride come in from 2012. So, and we're in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To see them again and to get that experience with them, that is, I call it a Bella Rose family.
It's a lot of
You are, whether you like it or not, you are a part of the family.
Exactly.
A lot of the events that we have coming up this spring and the summer, you know, we plan with local vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And the first people we go to are, oh my gosh, she does makeup now. She was our bride back in 2015. She's the best. She's the first person we're asking.
Yes.
And that happens with photographers, makeup art, like the whole
event
nine
planners.
I agree. Yes. It's a permanent family.
I experienced that yesterday at our style shoot. Style shoot yesterday and it was beautiful.
Yes.
And they have been involved with Bella Rose, and we have been involved in their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, it comes full circle, and it's special to see people that you haven't seen in a couple months and be like, hey, how are you doing?
Just to see those pictures when we get those galleries.
Oh, that's
just
my favorite part.
Right? It's priceless. It's priceless to see your vision come to life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what dreams are made of.
For
and that's
sure.
what we love to be able to help facilitate that.
Weddings
and
are
to
dreamy.
Be a part of that. Weddings are, it's their dreams come true. And think about it. You know, you come in with that dress that you've dreamt about since you were a little girl. And when your
that
mom
cries,
right? When your mom cries or grandma's, we had a party today.
Mm-hmm.
How precious was that? Both grandmothers were here today.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
And
when
that was just, and they got up and they wanted pictures and, and it's just so special. And to see grandma looking at the bride on that pedestal.
Yes.
I mean, that is priceless. And we get to have a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just be a small part because there's a little part
of the
journey.
Now, do I see myself on Facebook?
Hiding in the corner?
In the corner.
Pictures. Crouched down behind you like, oh no, look at me in that picture. I wish I had cropped that out.
I know, right? Because we're working so hard. Bluffing and clipping.
In the funniness of that, it's honestly so rewarding. Because I'm like,
yes.
You love me and I love you.
And you know, it's so funny when you said 12 years ago, and I look at that now, you guys are all amazing at what you do. And it's you're welcome. And it's just so fun because now it's not that I'm not in there in that moment, but you'll see me coming out there waving my way
sometimes
through.
Sometimes we come and get
see,
you.
Right? And it's just so special because I'll never forget being on mountaintops and brides coming to me and just being, you know, in different places and being able to recognize. I remember faces, but I can't remember all the names anymore. But when I see your face, I remember you because of the photos and stuff. So it's really special.
What you do that kills me, and it's A, if we, like, just bring you out to, you know, like, come take a look or come help us out or ask you a question or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or if you're walking past, you see her in the hall, you're like, oh my gosh, girl, like, hold on, I gotta go say hi. It's hilarious because you almost never introduce yourself.
I don't. She doesn't. You don't.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, it's very clear you were you here and you're involved.
No, I'm
But we're
I
like,
love
yeah,
so
like,
much.
This is our owner. And they're like, oh my gosh, are you serious? And we're like, yeah, she's here all the time.
If you my only bride. Knew how much Petra, our owner, literally, she loves this as much as,
I mean,
it doesn't matter. She's been doing this for 12, 15 years. Literally.
There are days where you get here at 6 or 7.
Hardest worker ever, ever, ever. And literally, brides, I'm
she
telling
She doesn't sleep.
I'm telling you, not only that, she'll be texting us pictures at 1 more time to see if we love a dress. And then on a group text.
It's 2 a.m. So. In Spain and Pete was like, do you like this one?
She sent me a TikTok last night.
So we really do love brides.
We love what we do. We love you guys. Yes.
To get back on topic, she actually, it's funny because, and I know we're giving her all the love in the world right now, but just to brag on her just one last time, my bride, a couple weeks ago, Petra walks into the room and she goes, her mom goes, you just look like the owner. Are you the owner? Remember when she said that? Mm-hmm. And you were like, yeah, I am. And that's just a testament of confidence.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And trusting your
but you guys are
bridal
great.
Consultants. Yeah. And trusting the owner of our bridal shop. I'm mm-hmm. sorry, I might be biased.
No.
But the confidence.
It talks for itself.
I think
it speaks for itself.
I think every bride in Oklahoma or around the United States, if you're looking outside of your state, should come here. I really do. I know that I work
in the
here.
Room and the mom knew.
Well, and I know that I work here, but I can only say this, and I know brides that are listening, we're so glad you're listening, but we love, love, love what we do. I can't stress that
I'm
enough. So with that love
it.
Comes
passion.
All the learning we do before you ever walk in here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jumping off of that, I do just want to say too, and this is a little bit more on the technical side, but especially since we talk about learning so much mm-hmm. on this podcast, it's really interesting. We were actually looking just the other day in The Knot, which is a wedding society, last year had released an article explaining that, you know, the average ship time for gowns was in between 9 to 12 months.
So that's where Pivot comes in.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. they have now released a new article saying that that average expected ship time is down to 8 to 10 months. Right. And while at first glance this doesn't seem like a big change, post-COVID, this is a huge deal. Timelines are pivoting drastically.
Not only the timeline, too, is wedding trends have pivoted as well. We're seeing different things on the runway. I've had a lot of brides ask me, Savannah, what are other girls buying right now? Mm-hmm. Like, what is popular?
Yeah.
Now, for my brides, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to worry about what's popular. Is it going to fit your venue? It's what you feel confident
it is.
In.
It's about what you love.
Absolutely.
That's going back to us listening to you.
Yes, mm-hmm. it's a big listening thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's a pivot. When it comes to trends, that's something we'll probably address just a little bit more in further podcasts. But don't worry about that.
Right. We've got you. Mm-hmm. We've got you. And that's where we go back to 2025 brides. We have brides that are coming in now and they're like, oh, my wedding's not till 2025. However, 2025,
like, you're
right on time. Sure. Exactly. And however, another thing is because of our inventory, we have brides that will say, I am getting married in a month or 2 months. And we're able to take care of them
May 23rd.
As well. We have one that's
we'll
May 23rd.
We'll take a challenge.
And then we'll take the 26 brides too. We're seeing those. Mm-hmm. Those are those pre-planned. Mm-hmm. That are maybe in school or they're doing different things that they need those gowns now and making that decision now.
And Petra, can you touch base on kind of thinking that as a bride, thinking that you can take the time to think about it, is that dress going to be here in 6 months? Is that dress going to be orderable in 6 months?
You know, it really depends, ladies, on whether or not that designer can meet that need. Because we work with so many wonderful designers, we have some that have incoming stock. We have some that are able to rush those gowns. And then we do have some gowns that are in such pristine condition because we do handle our gowns with Kit Care gloves, and we do have our gowns bagged, that they have the opportunity to purchase those gowns right off the floor. But in regards to timeline, 6 months, it just really depends on the cut of the gown. It depends on the intricacy of the gown, whether or not there's beading, lace, because they are, you know, these are designer gowns. These are handmade gowns. These are not gowns that I can punch a button and that gown's going to be here in an instant, and it's going to be a click away. These are gowns that are designer gowns that are handcrafted, handpicked, ethically made, beautiful gowns where it takes a moment to make these. And that's why these companies that are out there in reference to, you know, the Wed Society, which we work with here, and we are a preferred vendor with in Oklahoma, which is, I'm so excited about that. They're going across the United States also, the Wed Society, and also the Knot. The Knot also is a monumental, not even their
organization.
It's a platform.
Okay.
That is, you gave the statistics in regards to, 9 to 12 months or 8 to 10 months. Now, those timelines change.
A resource for brides. Exactly. To get
they can
some information.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that answered your question, Savannah. Mm-hmm. In many aspects, and just due to my background, I could touch on so many different things. Mm-hmm. But like you said, we'll probably touch a little bit more on that. On a future podcast, because we can't wait to get back with you. And we've got some great things that are going to be coming up. So ladies, we are so excited for you to join us today Candid Bridal. And we're really thrilled to share with you on what is coming up next week. We'll be releasing some great information. So if you're not following us on Instagram or Facebook or even Pinterest. Make sure to follow us on all of our platforms. And get ready to see some more things happening on YouTube Shorts, because that's coming up next as well. Be sure to also check out our website. We've been working on that as well.
And our Instagram.
Yes.
Bellarose Edmond, Bellarose Tulsa, and Bellarose Norman.
Yes. Definitely check out all the platforms, ladies. And whoever else is out there listening in the world, we're so excited. Like we said, we're in the Philippines and Belgium. Where else are we at, ladies?
South Africa.
Australia. Yes. A shout out to all our fans out there. And we can't wait to see how this grows. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Candid Bridal.
Hashtag keep it candid.